A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, February the 18th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at Lobola or Bride Price. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday, 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day, Pachina Shemadzimai. So don't forget to join us.
Always sine elwabo mama. Sisiti asihlu zene ebo mama. Sitholakala njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet, online, on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, ganye lagu voaindebele.com.
Zerora, this is a Chiakare, Zerora is Kalsa Yelium Africa at Yarugu Kaisi, at Isuarugu, Tiran, Rake, Masaranga, Rangonaka, Kitike, Zeritan, Kelu Mungaro, the letter to the other Mungaro. Nanavanova, Commandoa, Kurambakuro, Maka, Kusada Kupa, Munamuni, in the Tombotin, like Babam Kajan, and the Mai, I know what you have to ask Wana matiri andiro ndiro zaiti wakarende zemiti. Narini ya matiri andiro ya mbishwa, ndiro ya kiruwa. Kwa zaiti wa wana makandi ngwani, ndiro mbishwa, ndiro zese. Naka wanda wanda neze mtese ya wana mbeta ura uya. Ya hizo kitu wakuchikuwa, kitika uri wakuziri. Mkazi oneze manaku enda kukuneri meruzi. Saka mkazi oneze ikoko, apa wairewelewa wajimu waya. Zanda aropa hizo mbishwa zee. Kana mwanawe anda aenda ari mandara. Kazo mbishwa mwondechi manda. Mwondechi manda kana ya mbishwa ino zayango uraiwa. Ye jieta po ye itwa anu zumaniro. Kazo mbishwa zumombe ya umai. Nimombe ya baba. Kazo mbishwa zumombe ya inzi mbe langa. Ndiyo za kine siyo. On my side is a mother. I just take Lobola like a joint together with another family. So to me, it is not like selling my daughter. It is like maybe going hand in hand with another family. Because you never know what will happen in the future. Because that son in law one day might help me, or maybe I will die in his hands. So to build up our relationship about Lobola, I don't have to charge a lot of money when my daughter is to be married. In our culture, we don't, as a mother, I don't have to say that. Because if I say that, I am blocking so many blessings to my daughter. For the girl child, I think it is good for your husband to pay the baller for you, and for my son, for the boys. I think it is also good for them, not just to stay with someone's daughter without marrying him. Because you never know what will happen. Make a good relationship among us in two families. They need to pay the Lobola. Not in high amounts, only in a reasonable amount. I also say this to the parents, us as the parents. We don't have to charge a lot of money. No. It's not like a punishment if someone comes and says, I want to marry your daughter. Then I take advantage of that. Maybe I need maybe 20 papers. No.
This thing of election to any corner and that is on the shiali corner. What are manje abanye bangaba like against or ukuthi abasahambelani ngendaba zamalobolo ngoba sokungathi ukulobola okwamanje ngathi abantu bayathengisa abantu ngoba ungakhangela imali ezibizwayo for umuntu ukuthi alotshole zikhanya ziningi kakhulu uthola ukuthi abanye bathi ukangaziwe abanye ba babiza kubo ma $3,000 abanye uthola umuntu athi ufuna $4,000 sokufana ngathi uyathengisa umntwana yethi abanye babiza kubo ma $300 ukangaziwe so yikho abanye bethi ilobolo ayibe out kodwa mina ngibona ngathi ukuthi ibe out totally siyaba sesingasahambelani nesiko esithole likhona abantu nxa bebiza amalobolo ababize kube yinto e-reasonable engayeneliswa ngumuntu ukuthi noma siyenzile abantu ngeke bakuthuke ngokuthi abazali bakho baye bacharja ilobolo elingakanani.
Welcome tonight on the Women's Roundtable. We are looking at the issue of lobola or bride price. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah, at the same time, opinion is really divided over the payment of this lobola or dowry or bride price. For a future bride with some new age women now scoffing at the idea, calling it old-fashioned and it should be done away with, it's more like selling somebody like a commodity. But traditionalists are saying the tradition should continue as it binds the two families together and promotes unity.
Yes, PJ, maybe let's just take a look at what lobola really means. Lobola is sometimes referred to as a bride price, like you said, dowry. In some traditions, it is property or in cash or kind, which a prospective husband or head of his family undertakes to give to the head of prospective wife's family in consideration of a customary marriage. So it's really very well respected. In the olden day, this property was in cattle. But over time, it has moved to being mostly in cash, which is
made sometimes even cars. Some are even asking mobile phones, smartphones.
Yes. So some people still practice in the tradition of offering cattle or even a combination of both cattle and money, which I see happening more today because they will ask for a certain amount in money and then say, bring so many cattle. But the primary purpose, supposedly, of lobola is to build relations between the prospective families as marriage is seen more of a union of, you know, just not just the two individuals, but the whole family.
The four families, the two families.
Yes, PJ.
Some younger generations, generation women are, however, questioning the tradition as some families charge exorbitant amounts, like the other lady that I spoke to earlier on was complaining that we are turning out our debtors to be commodities that we can actually sell.
Yes, and I think I also spoke to a lady in Rusape who said some mothers or parents are now using their daughters as income-generating projects. So that's an
interesting view. Some families are even charging according to how the lady is educated.
Exactly.
The higher she's educated,
the more
that they are going to charge.
And PJ, an interesting aspect has also crept in as families are now scattered, with some women now in the diaspora unable to travel home when they want to get married. They have gone high tech. So some lobola ceremonies are now being conducted via social media, for example, WhatsApp,
Skype.
Some people have FaceTime, some people have Facebook pages that are live, where families are joined virtually in the absence of both the future bride and the groom, who engage local representatives to carry out the ceremony on their behalf. So it's really interesting times.
But in the Shona and in Ndebele cultures, lobolo takes place in a number of stages. At each stage, the ceremony, there are traditions to observe and small amounts are going to be paid. Lobolo is not just paid at once, but is a culmination of many different amounts and gatherings.
Yes, exactly. And I remember, you know, in some instances, there's a book that's written and itemized. You know, to say this is what we want and this is what we're going to be charging. And then
Magandinzwani,
Matekenyandevu. A whole lot of, you know, interesting, you know, things coming up. But there are also some negative effects, some people say, because they are, you know, some men, they may not have enough money to marry, although they have an intention to marry. So it's also ostracizing some men who might not have enough money, you know, to, you know, go and pay the bride price. And we're also seeing another trend where women who are well off, better than their men. They're also giving money to the men to pay on their behalf.
Yes.
But that is taboo. And, you know, we'll have a discussion and hear what our listeners think about that, PJ. It's an interesting topic tonight.
Yeah, it is. It is quite interesting. Hey, Lamhlanje, kuhlelo lwethu, asihluzeni bomama, siyalamukela ku Studio 7, siku live talk, sisithi asihluzeni bomama. Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sigxile kumalobolo. Abanye abesifazana bathi ikakhulu labo abasakhulayo. Bathi amalobolo ngayekelwe ngoba kuveza sokusenza ngana sesithengisa abantu bethu abangamankazana njalo nxa kungukuthi ngofundileyo kuthiwa babiza amalobolo edlula lapho ukwedlula lo oyabe ngafundanga kangako ikho ke khona lokho ikho kwenza abasakhulayo bathi alekele leli lobolo njalo uzathufumana ukuthi ezimulini la onguye sibili obiza amalobolo asuye mzali wakho directly kumbe ngubaba omdala kumbe ngubaba omncane ngabenye indlu aba avame ukuba lomona ngesinye sesikhathi uze ugcine eso ukuthi sithi ubaba nomama aqine sebengenela bethi hayi alike lehlisele umkhwenyana wami angaqina sethatha imali sezihambela engasakhiphi amalobolo Iko konke khona lokho kuyabuya endabeni yona le. Ikanti ke abesiko sibili bathi bona leli lisiko elihle ngoba yikumanyanisa imuli ezimbili ukuthi zibuye endawoni sibe yizinini. Iko ke esindebeleni bavame ukuthi baqale babize ukangaziyo. Kutitizivane.
Aiwa asine kumashona ndizvozvo
ukangazi
iroida mapj kumashona ndizvozvo nekuti sekutaura kwaita vatanga takateerera vanga vari kuti ivo kubatanidza muri asi kune vamuova kutoona kunge aiwa ndipo patichapfumira saka ibhizimusi saka nhasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai chewomen's round table tiri kutarisa nyaya yeroora pane vamwewo vari kushora vachiti zvazve chinyakare mamwe madzimai asi vanoziva chinyakare vanoti uku kubatanidza muri kunyangwe munhu akanza akabvise mari shoma roora ngaribviswe zvinozobatsira mune ramangwana nyanya pavana vanenge vazvarwa mumuri imomo tombonzwa kuna amai nyasha vari kwarusape vandatanga kubvunza inini kuti imi makarodza mwana wenyu gore rapfuura zvakafamba sei makazvifambisa sei tombonzwa kubva kwavari mai nyasha
mauya zvakanaka mani takutarisawo zvakare kune vaya vari kuroorerwa nenyaya ndambotaura iya nyaya yemakaro zvinotiwo vamwewo vakwata havadi kupa vana tezvara mari wa zvimwe zvacho zvikonzero ndizvozvo zvekuti unoshamisika kuti munhu anoroorwa achibvisirwa ma1000 kunzi matirurandiro kana kuti mapfupidza dumba wamai nenzi 1000 aiwa isusu taisadaro inini ndine mwana wangu akaroorwa izvozvo izvi muna December takanyatsomuroodza pachinyakare chaipo zvekuti vakwasha ivava vari kufara zvekufara zviya vamwe vanhu vakuonawo kunge vanasikana ya like income generating project yekuti kana vaina vari masikana vakawanda neupfumi hwako huchawanda ine handioni kuti ndizvo roora raingoitirwa kubatanidza ukama nekufadza vadzimu vedu yekare
tombodzokera pane mwana wenyu wamati makarodza gore richangopera tiitsananguriro kuti makabvisirwa mari dzakaita sei
hatina kumbobvisirwa mari dzakanyanyisa kuwanda ndakafara chaizvo nekuti ini ndiri mudzimai akashaikirwa nemurume saka vaitadha mari izvi ndivana baba mukuru naana baba munini zvese mamutaura nezvenyedzi makaro inini ndakatenga mari kuti vana baba munini wangu naana baba mukuru havana kuzoita zvemakaro nekuti vakashandisa bhuku rekare ravakashandisawo pakaroorwawo vana vavo ndo ravakangoshandisa ende takaroorerwa nevanhu veprovhinsi yemasvingo inoendwa mbiri yekunzi kunodhurwa asi isusu hatina kumbotedzera izvozvo takangotedzerawo zvatinongogara kuita mumisha medu saka hatinamboroorerwa mari inosvika 4000 hainambosvika 4000 asi takanzwa kufara kuti mwana vedu aroorwa tibva taona kuti vakwasha vakafarawo kuti vaonawo vana natezvara vasina makaro saka tikabvisa makaro pakati pedu vana vedu vanoroorwa zvakanaka uyezve vanakomana vedu vanogona kuafodha mari dzinenge dzakaunzwa nekuti pane dzimwe mari dzinochadhira dzekuti munhu haakwanisi kunyange da ukatengesa mombe 10 haugoni kuroora mukadzi izvozvo hakusi tiri kuroorerana ndianonzi makaro chai
Some interesting views there, PJ, yes. from Mayinyasha, who's actually urging parents not to overcharge.
Yeah.
Because she's saying she married off her daughter at the end of last year in December. And her daughter was married to a man from Mashingo who allegedly really demanded a whole lot of lobola. But when they came to Rusape, where she's at, they were charged very minimal amounts. And she said she was happy mm-hmm. because her babam kuru, babam dikis, who are her father's brothers.
The uncles, yeah.
The uncles actually, you know, went according to tradition
yes.
and did not overcharge her.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting views there, PJ, but we seem to have our guests all lined up right now. We have Mrs. Samu Ndlovu and also Mrs. Mazorodze. So I think you can start off by taking Mrs. Ndlovu.
Yeah. Ma Ndlovu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah. Sike sakhuluma ngaphambilini. Kodwa ke asiqhubeke ngodaba lwethu lolu. Siyabezwa sibili abantu bayacharge izimali ezisabekayo kusiya ngokuthi umntwana ufundile kumbe kafundanga. Ikanti ke laseBhayibhelini amalobolo ayikhona. Ngisakhumbula ukubana u-Israel uJacob wahamba wasebenzela umfazi wakuqala ayemcabanga ukuthi yena nanguye azamthatha kodwa ke uyisezala wasemqila wamnika uLeah wazosebenzela eminye iminyaka njalo eyisikhombisa engu-7 ukuze athole ayemthanda sibili but wayevele esenikiwe uLeah ngamalobolo wonke lawo avele aqalisela khatshana kuze kube khathesi sikho lisiko esingalichiya lona leli.
Angiboni ukuthi lisiko esingalishiya njengoba ngike ngasho futhi ngasemuva ukuthi lisiko esilithole likhona njalo sizolishiya likhona. Okuhluphayo okwamanje ngike ngasho futhi ekuqaleni ukuthi kunabanye abazile kwamanje abathatha imali engathi idlule engathi ingaphezulu kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ozothola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhwenyana bayabezile ukuthi bazolobola. Bafike bazilo ukangaziwe $1,200 okuyimali eningi kakhulu leyo ngoba I know i-range yabantu abacharjayo for ukangaziwe bakhipha $300 to $400. So uzothola ukuthi omunye umuntu uzothi kuthiwe akakhiphe ukangaziwe ofana nale mali ye-$1,200 angeka khoni and then umntanenu uzoqala futhi phansi kudinga umuntu mina ngina engimaziyo abamthatha imali engako 22 kwahle kwaba yikuphela kwe-relationship okusho ukuthi sekuludi labadala sebeludile ngoba lithanda ukuba
nomhawu
yes ngumhawu ngoba umntwana indoda ehambile usehambe nemali yakhe ushimendwa kasengasola uthole nani belikhangelela ukuthi ngizothola imali alisayifoni ube belichaje imali encane belizoyithola imali
ye hayi ubambe khonapho ecingweni sike samukele omunye njalo esincedisana la kuhlelo lwethu unkosikazi Mazorodze.
Maybe before we go to my Mazorodze, if you can just give me in brief, very it sounded interesting. I could hear some figures, but if you could just reiterate.
She was basically saying the same thing as Mayinyasha, that we shouldn't be, as parents, we shouldn't be charging that much.
Okay.
She cited a story of somebody that she knows recently, the son-in-laws
mm-hmm.
from the groom's family came to pay lobola, and mm-hmm. they were charged an exorbitant amount of money, like 2,000 for the first stage,
okay.
which is supposed to be like $300-$400, mm-hmm. but they were charged $2,000, and the son-in-laws eventually said, "Okay, we're gonna think about it
and come back."
And they never came back. They never came back,
okay.
And that was the end of the relationship.
Interesting. Tinokuchinga midza ipar nare mai Mazorodze. Hello, mai Mazorodze. Nare dzinenge dzisiri kuita zvakanaka. Tombotora muteereri wedu Vanyoni vari kumberengwa. Makadii Vanyoni?
Tosimba hedu sisi.
Ehe, tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yeroora.
Nyaya yeroora iyi ndoona sokuti kana dai tata tinzira chivanise kare roora yanga iri nzira yekuti isu tosei takadai tobatanidza ukama neroora ndozvandoziva zvakakosha kubva kare nakare
asi kavamwe vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo vamwe vabereki vari kubva vataura mari dziri pamusorosoro tanzwa sispj vachitaura kuti pane vamwe vakaenda kunobvisa maroora vasati vambonzi mvura muromo wakabva wanzi 2000 vakwasha vakati tichadzoka asi hazvizikanwa kuti vakazodzoka here saka munopaona sei pakadai
hapo sei nehangu ndakadai ndinopaona ndichipashura nokuti tetotasototengesa mwana wedu nokuti kuya kwaanenge aenda kune kune unhamo huriko kuno kwabva kune unhamo huriko saka uya unenge amuroora uya unenge akutova namatambudziko maviri kuti ariritire mhuri yake nokuzviriritira pachake iye unenge watopa chikonzero chevabereki kuti tarisa vabereki vakaona kuti chadzira zvinhu zvakawanda kudai ndisina chinhu zvogura muchato ndozvanyanya zvagura muchato tosanganisira nemamiriro yenyika yedu isina mari tetakapana kupana mashoko asina kutitasa
saka mune ramangwana mungaone pakanaka kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachinzi vabvisa roora rakamira sei kwamuri ikoko kumberengwa mari dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano dzakamira sei
ine hangu sokuona kwangu ndiri murombo hangu asi ndinenge neshuviro yekuti kana mwana wangu aroorwa ngatitariseiwo kwaabva nokwaanoenda totarisira kuti tive nemhuri yamangwana chaho tichengetedzawo mberi kwamangwana
ongwehe aiwa tinotenda vanyoni muve nezuva rakanaka musanete muchikurudzira vana mai kuti vapinde pachirongwa varipo here mama
varipo vakadonditeerera ndichitaura
angavauye ngavauye pafoni apa tinzi aiwa toda kumbonzwa kubva makadiiko mainyoni aiwa tatoti tingataure kana babai muripo muri kunzwa iri mugango iyi munoti iwo panyaya iyo yemaroora iyi
roora chinhu chakanaka pavanhu kana vachipindirana uyezve vachigarisana mune zvakanaka tisingatarisiri kuti munhu kana achinzi waroorwa unofanirwa kuti kuuye mazanana emari kana kuti tofanira kuti titenge imba nemari yokuroorwa kwomwana asi kuti kugarisana ndokwakakosha muupenyu hwavanhu
nkosikazi nyoni mbona hani yakhuluma isindebele
yenyakhuluma ndindebele lasesela bhusi komahlaba itwale
umahlaba itwale
ogodlayo mnyama
godlwayo
linjani khona ngapha eamerika
hayi ngapha hayi sikahle sibili inkosi sasibhekile
hayi kulungile kakhulu siyabonga
mbeni sithi la uthi fahlafahla ngamafitshane ngogodlwayo omnyama ukuthi ngathi amalobolo ona vele alungile nayo
into esasiyazi kudala yikuthi nxa umuntu kungathiwa uyendile anti into ikhona iqakathekiswa esindebeleni ngokangaziwe ungakhiphuka ngaziwe kutsho ukuthi umkhwenyana uselelungelo lokuthi usesaziwe ekhaya lobo okwenzakalayo lapho endele khona uyabe usunelungelo lokuthi ungabika ngaphi ebazalini bonkosikazi amalobolo ayezebizwa abantu sebeke bahlala isikhathi kumbe sokuke kwaba labantwana kumbe ngabalitshumi kumbe abangaki manje abakhathi sebephonga ukuthi umuntu ongaphonga kuthiwa kusasubalekile sokuthiwa kakukhitshwa amalobolo kukhitshwa inkwilo kuze ninkomo esindebeleni akukho konke lokhu
ye hayi sibongile kakhulu ankosikazi nyoni
hayi mbongile kakhulu
ungabingelela ababili abathathu kogodlwayo
mama
ngithi ungabingelela ababili abathathu kogodlwayo
ye ngibingelela ubabo onzalayo uKay Ndlovu esabhabha esikole esabhabha lobaba omdala umne wabo kababa abalandelanayo useavoka esibhedlele avoka lo anti ngikhona ngalo udade wabo wabobaba ubabakazi
yebo baba yebo mama
yeah.
sibongile kakhulu
umbongile mama
baba
aiwa maita motitendera kuna vanyoni tafara chokwadi pj taana mai mazorodze parunhare mai mazorodze makadi yenyu tisati tatora mumwe muteereri
ndinofara hangu makadi yenyu
aiwa tiri wadi mai mazorodze imi kwamuri ikoko nyaya yeroora iyi munoionawo sei iri mugango nhasi
aiwa ni nyaya yeroora ndinoona inyaya yakanaka fani
Sei muchidaro.
Ndini naona kapa makarekare edu ana mbuya wedu anowairora na makarekare kungoti izvi zvinhu zvabva zvakukare vanhu vaisorovwa nema 10 cents ichiri 10 cents chiri ne 1 shilling iko zvinona nyaya kuti zvinhu zvapera kuchinja vanhu vakurorwa namwe nema 1000 zvisirizo zvinenge zvikabva zvichitwa kuti muri dzedu nekuti ukada kuti utengese mwana wako provana handi kuti
Batai makadaro mai mazorodze timbotora mumwe mutereri PJ we heard there from mai mazorodze who is saying that she believes lobola or the bride price should still be paid but not exorbitant prices.
Yeah, it's like everyone else is saying, yeah.
Yeah, and she's saying also, you know, long time ago they were, you know, getting married 10 cents. But it had value back then.
Yes.
So we'll take our caller Ara Moyo, Makadiva Moyo. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Yes, can we have your contribution? Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Pokoma, Lawayo.
Please give us your contribution.
All right. I think that the charges, the majority of the cases are abnormal. And then we have to take into consideration that in the African culture, all right, if you pay lobola,
yes,
you proceed to assist your in-laws whenever they are in financial constraints. But in the event that they overcharge you, then automatically the reluctance to assist them if they get financial hardship. And then if you know the high charges. Contributed to crimes of passion because let's assume you pay $800 or $1,000 or $2,000.
Yes.
Then you still respect your income. But then in the event that you know, as human beings, we are prone to make mistakes. Right? If your partner makes a natural normal mistake, you don't regard it as a mistake in that context. You automatically, you and your relatives normally will say, if this is personally impacted with so much money for who is doing this, which becomes very dangerous because the context of what I'm putting across.
Thank you. Thank you.
The amount that was paid.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moyo, for your contribution. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Okay.
Yes, have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Okay. PJ, we have a lot of WhatsApp messages that have been coming in regarding this topic. And there's one, Matthew, says it's controversial practice. This issue is of accepting lobola faces men to domination at home as your master or accept lobola and try to deny men domination, which has resulted in domestic unrest. You can't get it all. That's what Mr. Moy was also just saying.
Yes.
And I think lobola must be abolished, says Nkolisi. Because we live in gender equality dominated world, therefore it poses a question on who should pay who. And life in Zimbabwe is so unbearable that it is now difficult to raise whatever is needed to pay lobola. Therefore, it's becoming a blockade for couples. You have one
it
over
should,
there.
Yeah, it should be just a token of uniting these two families. It shouldn't be so exorbitant. So I wouldn't, as most of women are saying, I wouldn't want it to be abolished.
Yes.
They are saying. Upeki unkululego. Uthi yena linjani umsakazo indaba yamalobolo le ingani isincindisela sonke.
Time is not on our side, PJ.
Yeah.
The clock is being jealous, but I would like to thank our guests who are with us on this program right now, Mrs. Samun Lovu and also Mrs. Mazorodze. Please stay on the line, and also thank our valued listeners who have been calling in to participate in the lobola or bride price conversation. Please stay on the line as we migrate. You can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Kulabo ye abasilalele emsakazweni weradio sesivalelisana ngoba isikhathi sethu kasavumi ukuba nasiqhubekele phambili. Igama lami nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Kodwa kulabo abangasenelisa ukusifinyelela ebulenjini lokho esikhona okweminye imizuzu engamashumi amathathu. NguPraxedes Jeremiah.